I can do this. I can do this. I have done math exams and geometry homework. How hard can this be? Okay. Game face. Brave face. Go knock on the door, face, you freak. Hey, how's it going? Good, you know, just, school and mom and things and... Oh, yeah, coming. Sorry. Because I'm awkward in every situation, it doesn't matter how many times I've been here. Because I'm a loser and I'm not good at talking, and now I'm feeling sorry for myself, and never mind, let's go in there. So, are you okay? You sure? No, me, I'm fine. Why would I... I'm fine. Leave it alone. Because I said so, and now you're making it more of a thing than it needs to be, and shush. Shush your face and sit down. I don't care that it's your house. Sit. And do as you're told. Because you're being all up in my face, and I don't need you in my face, okay? I will tell you when I need you in my face. I don't know if I need to be examined for head lice. Just shush. And sit. And do whatever else you want, because it's your house. Well, since I am not a fool, yes, I would like to watch Lord of the Rings. The extended cut, motherfucker. I'm not a fool. Mm-mm. Because I would like to disassociate with the hobbits and pretend I have that amount of land. Oh. And a garden and carrots. Oh, to grow my own carrots. And to not have to do anything besides smoke weed and eat. Perfecto. Why do you keep looking at me? Yeah, well, I'm always weird. What's your excuse? Excuse me, how are you weird? With your nice floppy hair and your perfect skin and your stupid face. There was both a compliment and an insult there. Just take it and have it cancel each other out. Shush and put the poppets on. Can I have some water, please? Feeling croaky. Thanks. Yeah, well, it's warm. I'm gonna have a red face. Speaking of which, your face isn't exactly pale. And on that note, I'm gonna go lay in front of the fan and steal all this beautiful breeze away from you. Because I deserve it more, because I'm not being a freak. No more than usual. You know how the other day you were talking about what my type is? Well, I realized I don't really have one. No, not because I'm special or unique or I'm above types. It's just I thought about all the people I've, you know, had crushes on, and I realized they didn't have a lot of crossover, so I was just telling you. Why are you laughing when you're the one that asked me the question? That's so rude. You, with your big cheesy smile and your, oh, you remember, did you? Yes! Of course I remember. Because you, as per usual, got all up in my face and was like, come on, tell me, tell me, tell me. It's like, one, give me space, two, I don't know. So yes, I did think about the conversation that I have with my friend, and I thought, I'll think on that, and then maybe I'll give them an answer, because I'm guessing they asked me because they want an answer, but apparently not. Excuse me for taking your conversation seriously. You are peculiar. I take it back. Maybe not on the outside, but your mechanisms are all freaky. Well, I could say the same about you. Why did you ask me in the first place? Oh, just curious. Okay. Then maybe I was just curious about ruminating about types and stuff. I'm not embarrassed. I'm just, it's not something we talk about very much, so forgive me for thinking about it. Do you have a type? What? You can ask me, but I can't ask you? Double standards. Not allowed. Answer. What kind of type is freak? That's not a type, that's just mental instability. Which actually gives you a lot of options because everybody's ill these days. Not a dig, just an observation. Oh, you like people who are themselves, oh. I see. No, that makes sense. It's just, what if themselves is weird and strange and not in an endearing, quirky way, but more in a that's kind of concerning way? You know, like, why can't you sleep properly? Why can't you sit on a chair properly? Why do you have to alphabetize the books? And why can you not wear a bra after 5 p.m.? And why do you constantly eat cereal as if it's a main meal? And why do you have to have all the windows open no matter the temperature outside because you always need to be cold? What about that stuff? That is not endearing, that is autism. Okay, fine, maybe some ways autism can be not totally. It's fine, autism itself isn't the problem. I'm just saying some people's quirks you think are quirky and cute, but really they're just inconvenient and strange. You like the plethora I just listed? Yes, you would. You're just saying that to be inclusive. Oh no, it wouldn't bother me. It might bother you if you're freezing in the middle of the winter and your freaky, freaky, freak, freak has the windows open because, hey, I can't breathe. No, I do not do that. It's just an example. Nothing, I'm just saying, we all have these blanket statements about what we'll tolerate or what's fine with you, but in reality, getting to know someone is scary and you have to live your lives together and compromise, and it's like, that's not gonna cut the mustard. Or maybe it will, I don't know. What do I know? What do I know about relationships? What do I know about anything? What do I know about speaking or communicating or being honest or friendships or more than friendships? What do I know? Not very much. All I know is the Lord of the Rings is making me feel calmer, and I'm gonna focus on Gandalf. I'm fine, I'm just hot. I just need something. No, you didn't freak me out with the type question. It's just, I freak me out with the type question. I freak me out with everything. And it's stupid and silly, and it's like, just get a grip. You're in college. And it's like, yes, I know, that's all well and good, but I don't feel like I'm in college. I feel like a goldfish. Like, every 7 seconds, I forget that I'm a goldfish, and it's like, what am I doing? Oh, no time. I'm what? Who? Huh? And it's not very, you know, sexy. Not that I'm trying to be sexy, or just, you know, it's not appealing, it's not engaging, or people don't want to be near that, and it's just like, stop, what are you doing? And I ask myself that every single day, and I never have an answer, and it's just exhausting, and I end up feeling like a goldfish pretending to be a person. I don't know what I'm trying to say, and I'm just doing a very bad job. Actually, you know what? I am trying to say something, and, I think you might know what it is I'm trying to say. Well, call me crazy, but for the last few weeks, we've been talking about relationships and, you know, boyfriends, girlfriends, stuff, and you've been asking me, what's your type? Who do you like? And I've been like, what? Freak. But the truth is, I've been wondering if you're trying to bring something to a head, and if you are, I would like to, you know, the elephant in the room. You know, the one that's been getting bigger since middle school, and it's been getting harder and harder to ignore. Because it's taking up more and more space in the space, and why are you looking at me like that? Like you have no idea what I'm talking about. Why are you laughing? Motherfucker, are you making fun of me? Because if you are, that's really shitty. Okay, I'm trying to be honest and brave and speak about the things that are happening to my body and my brain because of you, and you're just, like, laughing. What do you mean, what do I mean? How can I be any more obvious? I don't know, maybe about the fact that I've been in love with you since I was 10 years old. And you know that, and I know you know that because you bring up all the stuff and you lean against me and sometimes you hold my hand, and I have had enough of skirting around the issue, and I'm not saying that because I demand a relationship. I absolutely do not, okay? Because that is creepy behavior, but I cannot believe you would make fun of this moment. Yes, I'm in love with you. That's what I just said. What do you mean you didn't know? Of course you knew. Of course you knew. You were hinting at it all this time and talking about, would you ever want to be in a relationship? And what kind of person would you like, and what would that look like, and Then why were you asking me?
Oh.
You really were just curious. Okay. I may need to go crawl under a rock for, a few years to a few weeks, if you'll excuse me. Why are you grabbing my hand? Why are you pulling me back down? Oh, God, do not look at me. Because I'm ridiculous and embarrassing and I did it all to myself. Of course you weren't hinting at it. And the worst part is I should have known. You dumbass. You have the common sense of a sheltered nepo baby. What was I thinking? Of course you weren't hinting at anything. Of course you never even noticed. Of course I've just humiliated myself in front of you once again. And I'm in love with a moron. This just gets worse. Feck it, in for a penny, in for a pound, yes. Yes, I am in love with you, but as I said, that doesn't mean you have to like me or even love me back. Because we're friends, and I didn't want to make you feel weird, and I don't want to lose our friendship, and all the reasons that people don't say anything. Well, I guess I finally just thought you won't know unless you say something, so say something. And now I have, and I know, and I respect your answer, and I will not push the issue one bit, and I will... No. No, you didn't say the words, but, okay, you can say the words, but please be quick about it. Because the implication on its own hurts enough, and, I don't think my heart can take much more squeezing. What? You do understand that when I say I love you, it's not the same as when you say I love you. Because you're saying it is like, I love you, buddy. Slap on the shoulder. When I say it, it's like, I love you. And I want, you know, to express that in various ways. I, you know, like how couples do stuff. Why are you coming towards me, you dumbass? This is not what friends do. Huh.